evolving education for a changing world. Expand your career opportunities and earn an MBA from University of Cincinnati Online Lindner College of Business. Designed for busy professionals, UC Online MBA is flexible, personalized, and supports students from application all the way through graduation. Get the world-class degree you deserve without sacrificing work or family commitments. Apply now at online.uc.edu/MBA.
Right, in our travel segment today, it's all about traveling to go cycling in the middle of nowhere. Adventure cycling, I think you can say, because this is a race that covers some of the country's harshest but most beautiful terrain. It's now in its fourth year. It's called the Tangwa Kuru Bicycle Race. And as the name implies, it takes riders through the Tangwa Kuru National Park, an unforgettable two-day gravel biking experience that covers 170 kilometers. It's really tough, hot and rutted terrain out there, if I can put it that way. I'm starting to think that these trail cyclists have got some kind of death wish or something against themselves, that they put themselves through courses like this and see what they can do. And I've seen what they look like at the other end, covered in cuts and scrapes and bruises and dust and sweat. And they all look so happy about it. On the line with me is Jeremy Crowder, who is the founder of the Tangwa Kuru Bicycle Race, which is taking place next month. And it'll be, I think, the fourth iteration of the race. Jeremy, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us, Pippa. Yeah, sure. It's a tough race. Why do people do it? I think, you know, in 2020, when we were all locked in at home, you know, this urgency to get out and get free and experience new things and not take what we've got for granted really spurred this idea on. You know, that Tangwa Kuru it's the most bizarre place I've personally ever been to, and I've been lucky enough to travel all around the world. And I thought, let's put adventure together, let's put art together, and let's put people together and enjoy each other's companies and ride really hard. And then afterwards, you know, experience this magic, this ethereal magic that you can only really find in a desert environment.
I bet a lot of people were surprised to hear the word art thrown into that sentence, Jeremy. Won't you explain to us how art and cycling meet in this most, as you say, extraordinarily beautiful for its emptiness, I think is the phrase I would use. But where does the art fit into the picture?
Yeah, so the race is held at the Tangwa Tented Camp, which is about halfway between Ceres and Calphinia off the notorious R355. And for many years, for 13 years, it was the base of the Africa Burn festival. So, you know, you've got, you know, over 10,000 people there every year. And that energy still stays behind. You can actually feel it when you walk into the expanse. And there are a number of artworks and elements that have been repurposed from Africa Burn into beautiful artworks, and they're still there to be experienced. And so we actually take our riders around a number of the artworks to experience something, you know, quite different. So that's kind of where the artwork comes into it.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. Now let's talk about the race itself. Jeremy, I said 170 kilometers over 2 days. I believe there are two different routes within the mix though.
Yes, that's right. So we've got a long and a medium. The long one, the first day, takes you from the camp through the park up to the top of Khanaga Pass and sort of turns around and takes a different route back through the park back to the camp. The shorter route goes the other way towards Cedarburg through some private farmlands, which we're very fortunate enough to have access to. And then the second day, they both share the same route, which is about 55 kilometers, and there we really, it's a bit more of a chill day, and we head through the artworks around the farm itself, which the tented camp is housed on, which is called Stonehenge, and revert back via a number of water stops and sort of creature comforts that we put in place back to the camp.
It's the creature comforts that make this a little bit different, Jeremy. Besides this unique desert location, you do lay on quite an effort to make it fun and funky and to give the riders a bit of a break from the relentless agony of putting the feet to the pedal. Tell us a little bit more about those elements.
Yeah, you know, we actually call it the cycling circus. So the circus really does come to town. You know, there are so many amazing races in South Africa, and I think a point of differentiation for us is to get off the sports field with kind of course haste type food and, you know, really bring in a fresh vibe. So we've got ice cream trucks. We've got our water stations are called the Kiff Cafes. There's beers, tequilas, brandy, if that's your thing. We've got homemade food that is cooked on site by the locals. And, you know, one of our proudest items is a 1960s Coca-Cola fridge, which we fill right to the top with ice-cold Cokes in a glass bottle for the riders to enjoy when they least expect it. So, yeah, you know, we really try and surprise and delight. So every year we bring in a couple of new elements. And, yeah, it just makes for just the most wonderful day.
Just for anybody who's come in late to the interview, Jeremy Crowder on the line with me, the founder of the Tankwa Kuru Bicycle Race. Now, this year's edition happening from the 24th to the 26th of May. Have you still got any spaces left for people to sign up, Jeremy?
Yes, we do. We've got a few spots left. Entry via Entry Ninja or through our website, tankwakurubicyclerace.co.za. And yeah, I suppose, you know, I'm actually looking at my MacGyver knife right now, and I'm sure we can cut and paste some space for anybody that would like to join us on the back end, 24th to 26th May.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the logistics. As you've already referenced, Jeremy, you lay on a lot of extras for this race. So your entry fee covers not just participation and access to that farmland, etc., but all of the catering, your tented accommodation with proper beds at the end of it, a couple of those light beverages you've spoken about, and all the associated services. How much does it cost to take part in this event?
So it's 6,900 Rand, and that's all in. So we have A-frame tents. Mm-hmm. Those are actually all sold out at the moment. Those are a bit of an upgrade. And then we've got your 3x3 canvas tents with two beds inside, white linen, lighting. It's really nice. It's not those sort of little cramped tents. So, yeah, we've got those. And then, yeah, you just need to arrive. I think about 70% of our riders over the past 3 years have come from Johannesburg.
Really?
And it's about a four-hour drive from Cape Town. And that's assuming you're not getting any punctures on those 355.
Which is maybe a bit of a big assumption, Jeremy, but we'll put it in there and be optimistic. But very important question I haven't asked is, what kind of bike do you need to be on this? I've got somebody asking whether e-bikes are allowed to enter.
Yes, e-bikes, absolutely. I think when we started it in the first one in 2021, we were focused quite heavily on the gravel bikes. You know, people invest a lot of money into their mountain bikes and e-bikes as well. So in our second year, we opened that up. So it's all bikes are welcome.
Okay, and just to repeat that website address again, it's Tankwa Kuru, and it's spelled T-A-N-Q-U-A. K-U-R-U, tankwakurubicyclerace.co.za. Otherwise, enter via Entry Ninja, and this year's event coming up from the 24th to the 26th of May. Jeremy, last question is around how many people generally take part. I don't know what your maximum number has been to date and what you're hoping for this year.
Yeah, so we average just over 100. I don't think we'd ever go over 150. This is a handmade race, yep. Personal attention, you know, and I think the venue itself, it fits 150 quite comfortably. And over and above that, it's not really the idea of the race.
Yeah.
You know, quite community focused, and we want to keep the togetherness there. So, yeah, we max it out at about 150.
Well, Jeremy, I hope you get a couple of new entries off the back of this interview. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Jeremy Crowder, the founder of the Tankwa Kuru Bicycle Race. Once again, mountain bikes, gravel bikes, e-bikes, all welcome to enter. 170 kilometres covered and 2 days of riding between the 24th and the 26th of May this year. If you'd like to participate, just look it up on tankwakurubicyclerace.co.za.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, The one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.